Welcome to another installment of Buena Vista FM. This is the Artaino with my co-host co-pilot.
The love DJ.
That's right.
Hello, good peoples.
Flying high as always. Hello. Reaching out to you. Not into your pockets, though.
No.
What you doing?
Nothing. Gotta keep the pockets lined up. It's too cold.
That's right, good people in Buena Vista FM land. That's right. We're broadcasting all the way from what you say.
Hinase,
a lovely little town.
Beautiful place.
In the prefecture of Okayama in Japan.
Right. That's right. You should try the kaki, which is the oysters.
Yeah, that's a Japanese word for oysters. So before somebody think that was
a cuss word. Just
kaki is the Japanese word. Because
I'm learning,
for
gotta learn to look, you know, when you. While in Rome, wear some sandals.
That's right.
But we're not in Rome, sir.
That's right. Talk to us.
What's happening today? What we're doing today, yeah. The love DJ. Today, I want us to discuss one of the many things, you know, one of the many things that's been on my mind is something that I call the fleeting nation. The fleeting nation. Temporary things that are very
not meant to
you
last.
Know, yeah, exactly. They come and go. Mm-hmm. You know, like one hit wonders. What are some of the many one hit wonders? Because the reason why I'm bringing up the fleeting nation is because more and more we see things that really don't last. We see
relationships, products.
We see people at work. We see employment that is fleeting. Oh, he was here only for 3 months. What happened?
So in other words, the question beckons that are things meant to last forever? Are things meant to last?
Yeah, but it depends on many levels.
Yeah, in which way?
On many levels. If it's a relationship, we clearly want relationships to last as much as possible.
Yeah.
Especially when you both love each other and you wanted something long lasting. If it wasn't meant to be, it wasn't meant to be. That's the reality of it.
Yeah, but you know what? In my personal opinion, I firmly believe that each and every person should try to eradicate from their mind that there is no such thing as forever. Everything in this life is temporal. It does not last forever. I mean, you know, you will be with the person you're meant to be with for as long as you are meant to be with that person. If you look at the product on the shelves, if you go to the shop, it has its expiration date. So there.
But the thing is that we've always been fed, be it through movies, be it books, be it through so many mediums of entertainment. We've been fed this, you know, you need to find the one.
Happily
ever after. And in all honesty, we're beings of love. We crave
compassion.
We crave companionship. Uh-huh. So a lot of times we don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
So some people might make concessions.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, not necessarily stepping up and saying the right thing at the right moment to make sure that the relationship stays. Nobody wants to rock the boat too much. You know, I'm getting this and he's getting that or she's getting this and I'm getting that. So it's very, nobody really wants to rock the boat too much. But before we start with relationships, I want us to first dive into certain, I don't want to say material because it doesn't sound well, but let's just say certain products.
Okay.
Growing up, like I mentioned in one of our previous segments, we had an old television. You know, had the massive tubes. You turned it on and maybe 20 minutes later, I mean, you had to turn it on and come back.
Crank that baby.
You know what I mean? It's like a diesel engine. You know,
switch it on with a pedal.
It'll take a while. You know, you could hear it. The speakers were working. But the image was it was just going to take a little while. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
apologies. Technical difficulties here.
Yeah.
And so we had these issues with, we're having issues nowadays with a lot of these, I call it fast food. It's like junk materials that we're getting. Things that are they don't really last as long.
Brief,
like I said,
very brief.
That TV growing up, that TV was from the 60s. From the late 60s, early 70s. And I don't want to give away my age. We're not in that. But it lasted. It lasted, yes, forever 16.
Forever 16.
It lasted up until my birth, and it worked.
Yeah, it worked quite fine.
It worked quite fine. And nowadays, you keep on getting rid of, I don't remember what the terminology is, but I think it's
disposable.
Digital, like digital waste or
digital
something.
Digital waste, that's right.
Dealing with, you know, let's say a computer that after X number of years breaks down.
Oh, my goodness.
Or any kind of electronic device. Why is it that devices nowadays don't last as long?
It's very interesting. I saw a documentary a couple of years ago where they were actually discussing how they found secret documents pertaining to light bulbs and different devices. This is about 50 years ago, where they actually said this internal memo specifically indicated, listen, we cannot make a profit if our products last. We need to make sure that we create something that do not last. We need to make sure that people will go back and they will go buy these items. They can't just buy something once. It's not profitable. And they exposed this entire ring of people in cahoots with each other that was busy doing that. It was not just 50, 40 years ago. They found that out in most industries. They have internal documents that actually states and mandate that they are not meant to make those things last. It's not profitable. It's all for the profit margin.
But then that beckons the question because, okay, I understand that you have a fiscal responsibility. Every company that pops up or that is established needs to create or generate income for the owners. That's understandable. You know, you need to pay employees. You yourself need to, you know, provide for that fancy yacht, but that's a different story. Let's not get into that. We're not getting into that. But irrespective, you know, but then you're creating all these different disposable items because, again, let's say a dishwasher. Let's say a any kind of electronic device.
A mobile phone.
After X number of years, it's going
to
break down.
You have to replace it.
Be it the battery, be it this, be it that. And I feel like we're going out of our way to extract a lot of these components, to manufacture a lot of these devices, only for them to end up in a waste somewhere in the middle of who knows where it could potentially affect negatively people's health.
Very true, but you have to remember the bottom line is money. In one of our previous segments, and that's right, ka-ching, ching, ching. Like I said, in one of our previous episodes, we spoke about it. How if money is the bottom line, and that is what drives people and industry to do what they do.
The golden rule.
The golden rule.
The man with the gold makes
the rules. You and I, who are consumers, we don't have say. We are not manufacturers. We are not the designers. We're not the ones who are creating these devices. It's industry. Industry CEOs, industry honchos, and big shots and big wigs. These guys were set on profit and money.
Well, speak for yourself.
I
like to say that the Nile is not just a river in Jordan. The Nile is not just a river in Jordan. And I got a 90 on my geography.
Egyptian goose. No, you're not. You're just in denial.
Exactly. Plausible deniability.
Possible,
you know, because you know, to a degree, I understand that a lot of these devices have made our lives a bit more, I don't want to say necessarily comfortable, but they have made our lives a little bit
easier.
A little bit easier. You know, it's easy for me. I can pick up a mobile device and send a message to anyone in the world, and they receive it almost instantaneously.
Yeah. If you look at food, a classic example. I always say the classic example. I
mean, comida.
You know what? I'm always fascinated. If that date on the carton of milk says it will expire tomorrow at 6:15 p.m.
Now, mind you, when he says he actually proved himself right.
I proved myself right.
Please explain Buena Vista
to
FM world.
What I did. Okay, this was a while ago.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. So I thought to myself, I'm going to test this theory of how long food's supposed to last. If this expiration date truly holds true to what they say. And I was drinking the milk, and I'm like, and I'm like, okay, this thing says tomorrow. And like clockwork, I drank the milk at that second, at that moment, and I went, eh.
It turned into cheese.
It turned into cheese the instant, as just exactly as they said. In other words, it's been engineered not to last a certain period of time.
Past a certain time.
That to me, that flabbergasted me. That was quite something.
I saw a few years ago. Yeah, yeah. I saw clearly online there was a meme about some kind of salt, and it said, you know, it had an expiration date on the salt, and the meme said, you know, something to the effect of, you know, he was so happy that this particular salt had lasted 200 million years, and then only to expire. But irrespective,
I think that's all part of the safety food standards.
They have to keep generating, you know, a new stock every so often.
When you look at televisions, you look at phones. So many things are fleeting. They do not last. And like I said in my opening statement, you know, everything with a beginning has an end. Everything changes. Nothing remains the same. Yeah. Sometimes people are in your life for a moment, an instance. Sometimes you are with somebody for a season, sometimes for a lifetime. But everything changes. You need to honor and value the time that you spend with people and the things that you have in the year and now. Because I saw an article yesterday.
And appreciate it as an experience.
Yes, as an experience. I actually read something where it says, right now they're going through what they call gray divorces.
Oh yes, in several developed nations, yes, they're undergoing a lot of. And this stems
explain to our listeners what a gray divorce.
A gray divorce means. It has to do with individuals that are of a certain age, maybe let's say past 50,
50, 60, 50, yeah,
60.
Yeah, yeah.
They're in their golden years, etc.
Yeah.
And a lot of that had to do with what the post pandemic realities, because a lot of people, many people had to work from home. Yeah. Many people had to
be in the same space together.
Exactly.
Oh, snap. Oh.
So now, whereas you know, he or she had to go to work every, you know, nine to five.
Wake up every morning next to that same person.
Exactly, and not just that, but now you're a lot of the things that perhaps were overlooked.
The pet peeves.
Yes.
The past pet peeves.
I don't like it when you leave your socks here, and I don't like it when you do this.
It became problematic.
Yes.
Those small things become mountains.
Yes.
Eventually.
So it has skyrocketed, like I said, in many developed nations, a lot of
people divorce of that age.
Yes.
Yep.
When you're supposed to be relaxing and chilling. Okay, let's enjoy our retirement. Let's go, you know, on yachts.
But you know what I found interesting? A very dear friend of mine, he's been married for 50 plus years, okay?
Again, we're not giving away our age.
We're not giving our age. We're not telling who's on the zoo.
We turned 17 yesterday.
I turned 17 yesterday.
Every day.
I don't know about y'all people, but I still got it. Anywho, so what happened is I asked him... The typical question, what's your secret? What's happening?
Everybody wants to know the secret.
Everybody wants to
what's
know
the secret.
Secret?
You know what?
And he said, you know what? It's actually very simple. Back in those days, we did not have technology. We had fewer options. We only had each other. We went through our hardships. We went through life. But in this modern day and age, due to technology and due to the way life are accelerating, people have more options.
And the problem I feel it generates, and please hold on to that thought for a second. Listening to The Fleeting Nation.
That's right.
This is DR Taino.
And the Love DJ.
Doing our due from Buena Vista World.
Buena Vista FM. So don't forget to email us.
info@buenavistafm.com.
Also, click on our website and please support
donate. Well, not donate, but do support,
yeah,
please.
Please do support us so we can keep on the
And share. This is very important.
And share.
Share some
sharing
of this stuff.
Sharing is
caring. Yeah, that's right. Sharing is caring.
Yeah. Anywho, so you were saying.
Yeah, so It's very important to note that many of the individuals that are undergoing many things regarding relationships and great divorces. It's a very gray area because where do you really pick up on once you have established a relationship where everything centered on this person going away and you're going away or you staying at home and working or whatever the case may be, now you're both under the same roof. Kind of, and if you have those kinds of, let's just say, personalities that could clash was not there, now you're actually bringing it up. And, you know, as you said, your friend has been married for 50 years. Everybody wants to know the
it's a choice.
It is a choice.
I can tell people right now, there are no secret to, what's the secret to longevity in a marriage, to stay together? It's a choice. Each morning when you wake up, it's a choice that you want to be with that person.
And with technology in mind, it has created way too many choices. And I think that to a degree, it creates a little bit of confusion in people. Because they don't want to, quote-unquote, settle. I don't want to settle because, you know, this person has this quality, that person has that quality.
Settle for less.
They keep trying,
keep the options open.
Yes. And they to a degree, technology facilitates that. That confusion. Because did I make the right choice with this person? Did this person make the right choice with me? Etc. So it's a very thin line when it comes to relationships and everything that has come.
Remember,
from it.
At the end of the day, you have no say over the tides of the ocean, the same way as you have no say over the choices and decisions of others. What they choose to say, what they choose to do, how they choose to feel. You have absolutely no control over it, whether they want to stay with you or not. It is a choice. You only have control over how you choose to respond to a situation and the choices and decisions you are making. When you walk into that shop and you decide to buy that item and you choose not to use it before its expiration date, it's going to turn. It's as simple as if you do not utilize it within the time frame of its expiration, bam, that's it for you.
That's going to be gone. And it's interesting, you know, within that, a few years ago, my mom had asked me to, I want to buy a new TV and blah, 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 blah. She wanted to upgrade. She had an old TV. She wanted to watch her telenovelas, you know, big screen, exactly. So she asked me, you know, you're a little bit more savvy when it comes to the tech and everything else. So I said, okay, let me look at something within her spending limit and all of that. And I said, okay, you know, I'm going to get you a 4K TV, that's going to meet all your needs, etc. So I went to a local, let's just say, electronic shops in New York City.
You know how those locals work, right?
Yeah. I look at the price. I get the money. I go down there. I bring my card and everything.
The price
else
is right, but the product is questionable.
This, yes, of course. So
get
I have,
man.
For all of you in Buena Vista FM land, I have had the privilege of working in several fields, one of them being sales. Now, those of you who don't know what upsell is, let's just say somebody goes in to buy an item. The item priced is clearly you want to pay the least amount of money for that item, but they might try to upsell you. So if you were looking at a $1,000 item, but they're trying to see if they can sell you a $1,500, $1,600, $1,700, or $2,000 item, they're going to try to do so. Now, with that in mind, I go in there and I'm buying the TV. And one of these representatives approaches me. Oh, you know, can I interest you in, what are you here for? Oh, I'm here to pick up a TV. Oh, okay. And again, 4K TV. She's trying to see if she can upsell me to an 8K TV. I'm getting something for my mother who doesn't really care about 4K, 720, whatever it
60p.
is, all the different P's. She doesn't mind. And this lady wants to upsell. Now, the TV I ended up paying, it was about $500 for the TV. and she wanted me to buy. You can put it on layaway. You can pay it monthly.
I'm on layaway.
A $6,000.
Say what?
8K TV.
I'll be broke like a joke. I know. Where would I buy something that expensive?
So you're at times. Sometimes you are investing in future technology.
Yeah.
It is fleeting. It is very fleeting.
It changes all the time. Technology.
Exactly.
It's advancing all the time.
When the first 4K TVs came out around 2010, 2012 in America, I remember there was a big name company that had an 85-inch TV.
Mm.
This television was about $20,000.
Uh-huh.
4K, $20,000. I mean, this thing was a beast.
Uh-huh.
$20,000 for a TV. Can you picture yourself today, 10 years later, paying $20,000 for a TV?
Get out.
You understand what I mean?
Get out.
So sometimes
not gonna happen.
People just want the latest and greatest because that's just the way that it is. So, you know, we're trying our best.
Yeah. No, definitely mundo.
To ensure that, you know, irrespective whether things are fleeting or not, you have to stay sharp.
Mm-hmm,
you have to stay sharp. So now moving into jobs. You know, when it comes to the job industry,
because
I've noticed as well that in the U.S. there's a certain pattern. They say you should leave a job after 3 years. Because within the first year, you're kind of getting your grind. You're trying to understand everything. Yeah. Second year, you already know your way through it. You already know everybody. Mm-hmm. By the third year, you have seen the ugly side, the underbelly of that job and that company. Mm-hmm. You can smell the rottenness.
And the funny thing is they don't trust you if you job hop. You know, your resume.
How come you left this place and how come you left that
place? Don't worry about why I left. Like, you look in your resume like, oh, man, you've been to 7 places already. Why did you leave? Ah, next question. Okay.
You might not want to disclose that necessarily.
Okay. Because the days of where people were committed to their jobs, where they showed
100% commitment.
They used to stay with the company for 20 years and 30 years. That all have now changed.
In Japan, they call them salarymen.
Salarymen.
Basically, you fresh out of college or during your college years, you start basically job searching and you interview.
Find a company.
You
hope to stay with that company.
And you're working there for the next 20, 30 years you're lucky.
But something very interesting happened. When they employ foreigners in Japan, they thought these foreigners will stay with them for, let's say, 10, 20, 30 years, but the foreigner looked for another opportunity and left the company because they're looking for something better.
Of course.
Because many, many in Japan are not too used to the way foreigners conduct their living and their business.
Yeah.
You know, where we are from, we know for a fact, listen, I'm going to stay in this job only for a month, 2, 3 months, 5 months, for a year. Let's see how things go. If you know there's another opportunity for betterment, you're not going to stay in that job forever. It's a dead-end job.
Everybody wants to continue to escalate.
Yeah, you want your life to advance.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't just stay in one company.
Move up that ladder.
20 for 30 and 40 years. But it all depends on many companies have bad scruples. Okay, many companies,
and it's not just it's everywhere. Yes. It's global. It's a global issue.
It's about making
it's a global
money
issue.
And the way workers are being exploited. They should not be surprised if somebody says, "John," said, "Yo, check it out, John. What? I'm out, man. See ya. Sayonara. Gone." Which means you leave the job. You're not going to stick around. In other words, job satisfaction has a zero rating right now for many people. They're not happy in their jobs because how they're being treated and how they're being exploited. You can't expect a person to stay at a job for long if you do not look after them. And it always boils down to salary. If you pay someone their worth in gold, they will stay committed to that company.
It's not always that. Also treatment.
Because
I've come to understand that a lot of times the minute you sign up for a company and they're paying you,
and they expect you to grind for that money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We discussed this before. Once they give you that phone, forget it.
Forget about it.
Here's a company phone for you.
Bada boom.
You know, X, Y, and Z. Well, wait a minute. Are you gonna be paying me? Are you going to share your love with
That's
me?
That's right. They know what they're buying. If they offer you a very big salary with benefits, you're going to work for it.
Exactly.
Like we said in one of our previous episodes, you know, there's no such thing as easy money.
That does not exist.
It does not exist. You're not going to, because people want to do less for more. Okay? So if you look at the job market, you don't know how long you will be in that company. You just need to remain true to yourself. Because funny thing is, sometimes the CEO or the supervisor asks you, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I made this mistake. I need to tell you. Oh, I need to tell you this. I was at an interview for this job. And this manager, this interviewing manager, he asked me, he says, so where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm like,
and it's usually they're very candid about it.
Yeah, they're very candid.
Yes, I want to see if I can move out the ladder and become perhaps, you know, a managing director by the time of this, you know, the end of this fifth year.
I told him, I want your job. You know, that conversation went very quiet. He says, excuse me? I said, you asked me where do I want to be in 5 years? I don't think five. I worked it towards 2 years, 3 years. I want your job.
Oh, snap.
Well, I didn't last long at that company because he worked me out.
Oh, my goodness.
I was a threat. Well, they don't ask me that question.
Exactly.
Because he thought I'll just shut
Honesty is not always the best policy. Please learn from the love, VJ.
Don't always speak your mind.
He had to learn the hard way.
I was supposed to say, well, I see myself, you know, in life. And I told him, I want your job. In 5 years, I definitely want your salary.
That's right.
Don't say that.
I like that suit you're wearing.
That's right. So if you look at things related to work, we spoke about food and how these things, it has expiration date. It's natural. These things happen. We look at a job. How long do you stay at a job? When you start a job, you do not really know how long you will be with a company.
Yeah, you should always put your best. You can always put your best foot forward. But a lot of times there are things that are factors that are outside of your hands.
Yeah, that you have to make a choice, a decision. So nothing is permanent.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a permanent job. Sometimes the only permanent job you do have is if you are the owner of a company.
That's right.
And even when
Entrepreneurship. Look it up.
We're gonna get to an episode where we talk about entrepreneurship.
Oh, okay? My goodness. But so stay tuned.
So what happens is, if you're an owner of a company, the question is not how long will you be with the company, it's how long will you keep this company running? That's what we found out during the pandemic. Many companies, including ourselves, things that have happened, we had to close business.
Challenges.
You have to close business ventures that's been around for 20, 30, 40 years.
You had to reinvent the wheel.
You had to reinvent yourself, and you had to rethink how you're going to do things for the future. And that's one thing the pandemic taught us. It taught us to improvise, to think and reevaluate our lives. So it became temporal. Many of the most beautiful restaurants and the best companies and businesses had to close down.
Yeah.
And your mom's
which
and
was
pops
a very
around.
Sad thing was, for me
it was
when
very
when
sad.
I was in the midst of it. I was in New York City and places that I used to go to, man, all that was my hangout spot. And I felt so sad when I saw that they closed because, you know, be it food or entertainment, you know, whatever the case may have been, you know, you've been attending this, you've been going to this place for 20, 30 years or X number of years because we're 16. next thing you know, they close shop.
And the biggest question is, when do you close the place? If you know many of these moms and pops places or businesses are driven by the passion of the owner.
Yeah.
Okay. So you ask yourself the question, how long?
How long can they hold on to it?
How long can you hold on to your expenses are piling up? The governments give you grants. They help you out of the situation. It's temporary.
Hmm.
Okay? It's a temporary. It's a fleeting solution. Once again, it's not meant to last forever. They just let you. And what they do is when they help you today, they expect that money back tomorrow. And as if you will never recover from that dip.
Yeah.
Okay? So at the end of the day, you need to make the choice and decision when you know I'm in enough debt. No more. Enough is enough. When you unfortunately
have to dig yourself out. Yeah.
Dig yourself out, close the business. At the end of the day, you had staff. You have to let people go. You don't want to do it, but you had to. You had no choice in decision. And that's sad.
Very sad.
So when it comes to a job, nothing is permanent. It will last for as long as it is meant to. And that ties into expectations. If you have an expectation about the job, that's right, with Expectation Nation. If you have an expectation how long you're going to be with a company, you do not and you cannot forecast future events that will force you to either leave it, sickness or circumstance. You don't really know. So what I'm saying is learn to live in the moment and treasure things for the way it presents itself.
You are listening to
That's right.
Fleeting Nation.
The Fleeting Nation.
This is the Artaino with
That's
my
right.
co-host and co-pilot.
The love DJ.
Doing our do. Please
don't
shoot us an email. Send it to us.
Info.
No.
BuenaVistaFM.
No smoke signs. No smoke signs. We're in the digital era. Please send us an email.
Please, people, give the email again. info@BuenaVistaFM.com. Thank you very much.
And please do support.
Good. So when we talk about things fleeting, they are not meant to last. We spoke about products, food products. They would not last. They have a certain expiration date. We spoke about jobs, how long you wish to be in a job. It's not permanent. Some people, even if you work at a job for 60 years, at some point in time, it will end. It has a beginning and it has an end.
But I'm going to ask you this.
Please
do you feel that perhaps the reason why most humans, most people, we want to hold on to, we want things to last a bit longer is because of that desire of stability. We want things to be stable. You know, you want to raise a child in a stable home. You want to have a stable job.
You want to have a stable income, etc.
No.
It's when things start changing.
Changing in what way? What do you mean?
When things start changing. I mean, let's a classical case in point. We spoke about divorces early on. How many people are getting divorced?
Great
divorces. They divorce at a much later age. They've seen a spike in it since the pandemic. Okay. Why do people, they had such a fantastic wedding, but now they're divorced. They're no longer together. Something changed.
Went wrong, yeah.
Okay. Because their concept and understanding of what they were hoping it would be, tying into an expectation, it became their worst disappointment. In other words, they thought it's forever. That whole fantasy of what you see on the movies, happily ever after, that doesn't happen. Only in the movies, okay? You deal with the reality. So what I'm saying is when things begin to change, if change is for the better, then change is good. But when change happens that opposes things for the better, you're starting to have problems. And it always starts very small. Classical case in point, if you're in a marriage, in a relationship, whether it be a marriage or a relationship,
or a job,
it's exactly the same. When something starts changing, that milk or that product slowly but surely start to change. It's not going to stay as fresh as it did the first morning when you open it up. Oh, no. They said, please consume within 10 days after opening. You saw that? You saw that on the carton?
Yeah.
That's what they say. Please consume within.
Shake it well and go to town.
Shake it well and go to town. But use before 4 days, before expiration. They let you know. Now, when you're in a relationship and when you're with somebody, many think, oh, man, this is life for me. Now, the other person have ulterior motives of plans. Something start to change.
That don't include you.
That do not include
you. They do, but they don't.
So something change. Yeah. Without your consent or even without your know-how. But then again, that boils into the choices people make. You have a choice at it. If you are together with somebody, it's a choice. Whether you stay together for the sake of the kids or you stay together for the sake of whatever reason, it is a choice. But you are wiser when you realize no condition of man is permanent. It's not. No condition is permanent. You are meant in this life to experience what you're supposed to. And that brings us to the next thing. Life. Existence. Man was not meant to last forever.
We're physical. We
are mortal
physical,
beings.
Yeah. Everything that is born is going to die.
Humans are mortal beings. Since the day we were born, it was not a matter of if. It is a matter of when.
But you know what? Let me throw a little wrench on that.
Please do that.
Just a little wrench. It is my understanding that as a society, collectively, globally, humanity faces every single day so many challenges, so many reasons to cry, so many reasons to give up. I feel like wanting for things to last at least the breadth and width of a lifetime gives us that hope.
Yes.
You understand what I mean? Like, we want, you go into a relationship without any kind of apprehension. You want what is best for this relationship because that's what you hope. That is what you aspire. Yes, we know that we're going to die. After we reach a certain age, we see our goldfish or something die. Yeah. Why did it happen?
Well, it's natural.
It's natural. These things happen. And many of those things are outside of our hands. But I feel like, being on this planet, we aspire for things to last as much as possible, simply because we already facing so many other, we're dragging so many other challenges throughout our lives, that the little things that that give us at least a hint of joy,
a fleeting
hint of joy, we want it to last as much as possible.
Yeah, but it is you need to change the way that you think about things. It's what you do with the time that you are given. And that is what really matters, okay? Mm. Time is ticking for every person. Every morning when you wake up, each night when you go to sleep, the time is running empty. Your hourglass is running empty. And when someone passes away, it should not be a surprise. Like, oh, have you heard? It should not be a surprise. When it is a surprise, however, if it happened unnaturally, it happened before somebody was taken before the time.
Yeah.
Because ideally, you meant to live, eat, sleep, drink. When you're old, you go through this life and you pass away at old age. You have lived a full and complete life. But in the modern day society and living in a crime-ridden, barbaric society, so often where people's lives are being taken
unnecessarily, brutally for no odd reason.
Or somebody decide to engage in substance abuse. They choose to take their own life. They want to take their own life. They just choose to enjoy things to such an extent they overindulge, then they overdose, and then they die. That's how they gamble with their own lives. It is a choice that you are making. So it truly boils down to what you do with your time that is given. And if you look at the candle,
it's a great gift.
It's a great gift.
It's a great gift.
And as a candle, it does not burn the same. Each candle burns at a different rate. Okay? Yeah. Although it burns at a different rate, it is what we eat that also determine our health and our well-being, our wellness.
And mental stability.
And mental stability. It's all these kind of things. So when you live this life, try to live it in a way that creates memories worthy of remembrance, to live life in every breath, to explore your humanity and how you treat those lesser, and understand there's something far greater than yourself. Because too many people, even generations, they call it the X generation and the new generation.
And the Z and the Y.
Z and the Y and X. There are so many who think they will outlast the mountains. they think old people. No,
adrenaline junkies.
Yes, old people are supposed to die. We spoke about this. The smart nation. How somebody risked their life, the one life they have, to perform a stunt for the sake of social media.
Likes and followers.
And likes and followers. Are you kidding me? It's what you do with your life and with the time that is given. Like, ah, come on, man. This cat's gone. What did he do? No, he decided to walk on a tightrope across between two buildings without a rope on the day it was windy. Come on, man.
Goodness.
So what?
Without a parachute.
Without a parachute.
Anything.
Ain't that a bee? Okay. So what I'm basically saying is the way we have discussed with products. Products have an expiration date. Okay. Relationships that we are in, they were not always meant to last. They last for as long as they are meant for, in the seasons that they are meant to, driven by the choices and decisions people make.
Every single day.
And since the day we were born, it was confirmed and it is a definite what you bring into this world, you will not take out of this world. Everything is temporal. They even find, in Egypt, they still find mummies and they still find pharaohs.
All the gold.
With all the gold and all the rich. They couldn't take that with them. So the life that we live is very temporal.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah,
get
you
to
ease.
The other side.
Would you ease, you know?
Oh my goodness.
So when we talk about the fleeting nation, everything in our existence is temporal, not by design or some punishment. It is just the nature of things.
Yeah.
Things, it begins and then it ends. And when you're in a relationship with somebody, honestly, you don't have the magic eight ball to know how long it will last. But when things change, it sometimes challenges the relationship. Do you still want to be with this person? It is still a choice.
And you could you never know how much you can grow if it's a change, a sudden change, and both of you decide, you know what, let's face it together. Let's see how we can grow out of this. Because this is something that and it's a little bit off subject, but it is part of the, what we're discussing exactly.
All connected.
I came across an individual that said to me, this is a long time ago.
Long time ago.
She said to me, I'm looking for my king.
Oh, snap. Say what?
I'm a queen. And I'm looking for my king.
Yeah, we mentioned that before. Yeah, I remember.
And I said, but say what, girl? What do you mean? It's very easy for someone to come into somebody else's life mm-hmm. when they have already established for what? Themselves mm. A certain
expectation.
Exactly. A certain, you're expecting him to be able X, to y, have, a, you know, mm. this kind of amount of money on his bank account, to have this level of stability. But it's... What if both of you work together at building something collectively between the two of you?
Common goal.
A common goal. You understand?
Both are working in the same direction. And when one person decides otherwise, that is when change happens.
Things are upended.
Because, like I said, in the relationship, it does not matter how happy you are. If a person do not want to be in that relationship, they will do things to jeopardize it, to sabotage it. They will do anything to try and get out of it.
Throw a wrench in there.
Yeah, it's all about choice and decision. So the person that you are with right now choose to be with you. For how long? We don't know, as long as they choose to be with you. But you should never append the natural universal gift of each person's free will and choice by coercing them or forcing them to stay with you, or you have this axe over their head. If you're going to do this, I'm going to do that. Start threatening people, so that then you're stripping them of their civil liberties.
And
you
free can't will, do that. Yeah, their free will.
You can't do that, taking people's free will away from them. But as you said, DR, we want things to last.
Yeah.
This is such a short life that we live. And do you know what is something very interesting? And I need to, people in Buena Vista FM land, I need to say this.
Get closer.
Get closer. I need to say this.
Get closer to the fireplace.
It is interesting how they have justified murder by going to war.
Mm.
When they go to war, murder happens at such an alarming rate where lives are being taken off people, willfully or unwillfully. It's murder. Yet when you commit a murder in society, they want to lock you up for 20, 30, 40 years or giving you electric chair. But yet they
Or
the gas chamber. But now they justify war. Why is it that you can justify war that creates a fleeting existence of people's lives and living, appending the natural flow of things for people to live in peace and in harmony?
And irrespective of what or anybody has said or will say, this is my own personal opinion. Whenever you hear people trying to justify such things, oh, it's just human nature. No.
No, man.
If you give a child a knife to go kill a gerbil or to go play with it, that child is going to play with that gerbil 1,000 times before that child tries to kill it.
It's not human nature.
I don't care what you say. It's all about choice.
The perpetuation of a choice.
It's just human nature to do this, and it's just human. No, you're trying to justify ignorance.
So I'm also
pardon my German.
That's good. And I'm also trying to say, you know what? Don't just sacrifice your life for the sake of a country or for the sake of an ideal. You have one life to live, man. Don't throw your precious life away at some kind of frivolous thing. Okay, I'm going to go to war. I'm going to go kill. Really now? That's how you want to live your
life? And then you come back and it's just all this PTSD kind of thing.
It's unnatural for humans to have to go to war.
And to see the things of war, the realities.
To see the reality of war.
Yeah.
There is not one person who has gone to war that has come out of the situation and unscathed psychologically, because it's unnatural for a human being to take the life of another human being.
I saw
to see suffering.
There was a gentleman. There was a gentleman that was taking pictures of soldiers before they went to war.
Yeah.
And after they came back,
mm.
and you had to see just how much they aged. This is like an individual that was maybe early 20s fresh face. Maybe a year, 2 years they come back from war, and you had to see the way that it affected them, and you could see that
shell shock.
Yeah.
World War One. They called it shell shock. Post-traumatic stress disorder. When people go to war, they have this disorder because what they saw was unnatural. What are being done to children, to women, to old people.
To other human beings. Yeah.
It is war is not a natural state of our existence.
Yeah.
Peace is. And that is what's forcing the temporal and the fleeting existence of so many people. People in Buena Vista FM land, it's easy for us to talk when you sit in your house, you sit in your car, you're in your office, or you're outside and you listen to the show and everything, and you're not in the midst of war.
Yeah. In the heat of the battle, as they say.
You know, it's easy to speak from the perspective of peace, but the moment you live in a country where you continuously see death and carnage by an oppressor or somebody who wants to kill you, it is so unnatural. That's why war has no business being on this planet. Nothing whatsoever.
For listening to The Fleeting Nation.
That's right, The Fleeting Nation on Buena Vista FM.
This is you're listening to The Love DJ.
That's right.
The Love DJ.
And you just and heard speaking the right Artaino. Now, the
Artaino. That's right,
people. Email us.
Shoot us an email. Share your thoughts.
At BuenaVistaFM.com. And also, please click and support us.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We love your support.
You know, so the same as the day of very... It's fleeting. There are 24 hours in a day. You have to go sleep at some point in time. You go to work, you will finish work. You start work.
You have to have a moment in which you're going to be sitting down. You have to face yourself.
Mm.
You have to face that. Mm. I call it the spiritual mirror. You have to look at everything that you have done, everything that you have said. You have to have a moment in your existence in which you have to run past yourself, the good and the bad, the pretty and the ugly.
Take stock. That's the basis. You know, take stock of your life and everything that you have in your existence. It was not meant to last. These are the natural, almost the labor pains of evolutionary existence in our lives. Nothing is meant to last forever, but there should not be doom and gloom when we say this. People in Buena Vista FM land, I want you to understand what I'm trying to say. When I say no condition of life is permanent, stop looking at it in a very morbid sense of, oh no, there's a beginning of my marriage. Oh, when is my marriage going to end? When is this going to end? No, I need you to understand that naturally in your own existence, there is no such thing as forever in this temporal, fleeting existence of our human living. You are meant to experience what you are experiencing, to try and get life from each and every breath. So when you live, try to live life to the best of your own ability and not to spend your day in and your day out, the life that you have, at doing something you don't want to do.
You're wasting your time.
You're wasting your time.
Because irrespective of how much money you spend for something, you're paying for it with your time.
Take some time to live. Because what happens is, if you can spend 18 hours, 20, 30 hours at work, you think you cannot give 5 minutes to your wife, to your husband, to your child, to your friend, to your partner, to your associates? We give less time for things that are important than what we do for things where there's a money tag attached to it. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? I'll work. Yeah, I'll work double shift and triple shift because I'm going to get paid more.
Tap dance today so we can...
And then what happens, bam, you fall over there, you're gone. And
oops. The next day, right next to your obituary on the newspaper, they have your job posting.
Ain't that something? They will just replace you with somebody else. So you have to evaluate what matters most in your life. You know, life is so precious. It's what you do with your time. Take some time to enjoy life and living. Live.
And briefly with that, I want to add to it. There's a lot of people that are great artists out there. There's a lot of artists, a lot of people that used to write. There's a lot of people that used to draw. There's a lot of people that used to compose. And they have lost all desire to tap into that creative side.
Creativity. Why is that?
I feel like it's multi-layered. You have people that... They're comparing themselves to others who are quote-unquote successful. Uh-huh. That's one level. They may have surrounded themselves with individuals that didn't encourage them. Uh-huh. Why are you wasting your time with that? Uh-huh. You know, art poems,
yeah.
Poets. This is a saying in Spanish. Poets died of hunger. So if you're a poet, beautiful poetry, that's nice, that's great, but go back to the factory and earn a living. You understand what I mean? So a lot of times you have individuals, I'm not saying to neglect your basic necessities. You have to keep a roof over your head,
pay him rent.
And you have to pay rent, etc. Right. But even if you're in the toilet, sit down and write something.
That's nasty.
Even it's what it is.
Smoke up the place.
Yeah. Exactly. Whatever it is that you feel the need for, because I feel like there's a lot of human creativity is being pushed and shoved aside because of our endless need to survive.
My thing is, fame and fortune should not be the measuring stick for your creativity. It should
very
not
true.
Be that.
I completely concur. I agree.
You cannot put a price onto the creativity. That's why people in Buena Vista FM land, I believe in two things. One thing, you do a job that pays your bills. It doesn't matter what job it is, whether you sweep the street, you work at a conveni, whether it is you work in a dead end job. Do what you have to do to pay the bills. That's number one. And number two, do something that fuels your passion.
Yeah.
Don't try to make money off your passion. You hear what I'm telling you today, people?
Or at least don't make earning.
Don't try to make an earning from your passion because your passion fuels your soul's desire of satisfaction and joy. When you love painting, when you love
going to a museum, listening to music, composing.
But now the problem is this, fame and fortune and social media and the world as we know it has told people if you want to be successful, ching, ching, you're supposed to have these dollars next to your name. And that ain't what it's all about. Success is about self-satisfaction of
get
having
your
achieved
15,
something.
Get your 15 minutes of fame.
Get your 15 minutes of fame. Say what? Fame. I want to live. Remember that? Yeah. You know? So at the end of the day, you should not try to fuel your passion by selling. You should not try to put a money value to your passion. If somebody's really passionate about something, let them do it. But first, do a job that pays the bills. Like I said, doesn't matter what it is. And then you do something that fuels your passion. Because do you know how many people in this world today started a job, a career with passion? And they said, oh, this is my passion. I'm going to follow this. And after a while, they lose that passion because of the severity of that industry or because of the money.
Because you have, let's say...
Chefing is a classic example.
Yeah.
To be a chef is a classic example. So many young men and women, they see...
cooking is their passion. They want to...
chefing is their passion. They see what other chefs are doing. Oh, it's so amazing. And the moment they get into the industry, they are so ill-treated. They lose their value, they lose their passion for food that they don't ever want to touch food again. Because if you have a passion for something, do it, but don't put a value next to it. If you try and it says, oh, I love knitting, okay? Or I love baking, okay? Now you start a business. And that will, on a segment of entrepreneurship, the entrepreneurial nation,
that's coming up.
We're going to talk about that.
It's coming up
soon.
Whereas
you feel right now, oh, I'm so passionate about baking, okay? And this is something interesting that happens. Your first 100 cakes you bake, people rave. And after a while, it starts tasting very generic. You have lost your passion.
Yeah.
Something about that food doesn't taste the same anymore.
Because you keep making it every single day.
You keep
day.
On making it every
same
day.
Same thing.
You're losing your passion because it's for the money. And how many artists are there were offered X amount of money
to and do and
they
to,
were yeah. literally paid out of their creativity.
And I feel like to a money. Degree when it comes to that, it's an issue that and maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like you're dealing with industries and dealing with industry, you're dealing with business individuals who themselves are not necessarily creative. They're just there to manage a company. In doing so, You're just an asset. You're just an asset.
Expendable.
Like a car is an asset. Like a house is an asset. That's all you are. So it's okay. You need to produce because we have invested all this money on you. You need to do this. You need to do that. And the minute you are forced to write something or to do something, I feel that's the more, because now you're just complying. You're complying with the owner of this company to in order to satisfy whatever need they have. It's multi-layered.
These things happen. I mean, at the end of the day, for people in Buena Vista FM land, when it comes to things being fleeting, it does not last forever. Okay? It is how you treat and feel about the time that you are given. Give value and worth to time. Don't spend three quarters of your day at a job and you spend absolutely nothing on yourself or enjoying the smaller things in life. Because if you knock over today, if you die today, what do you have to show for this life that you have lived? What memories do you have? Nothing. So don't spend your time on temporal, frivolous, inconsequential, material things that will not last beyond the grave.
That will not stand the test of time. That will not stand
the test of time. As simple as that.
Very true. Very true. And with the fleeting nation, as always, we can go on and on and on.
The wheels in this bus go round and round.
The short bus.
That's right. Like I said, everybody, this is the first installment of many that will still come.
Yes.
So thank you very much for listening in.
Thank you. This is DR Taino.
Any last thoughts? Any last thought about the fleeting nation there, DR? What's your last thoughts?
My last thought.
We call this the minute of reflection.
The minute of the reflection minute.
The reflection minutes.
In all honesty, I feel like we as sentient beings, human beings want something that is not just tangible and palpable. We want things to last simply because it is our aspiration. That is part of what we hope, and it's perhaps in our DNA. We hope to have relationships that last. We hope to have cars that last. We hope to have houses that that last, jobs that last. We are looking for a certain level of, stability. We're looking for a certain level of stability in our lives because that is what gives us a certain level of, I don't want to say satisfaction, but peace.
What I would say regarding things fleeting, try not to look too much at the end. We know it's inevitable, whether it happens today, tomorrow, or the day after. Don't focus at the end. Don't focus at yesterday. All you have is the moment at hand. Okay? Today, this is all you have. That's why it's called the present. Yesterday was the past. Tomorrow's the future. And today is the present. That's why it's a gift. So try to only focus on life right now. Live life in a way where you can create memories worthy of remembrance and where you can live life in every grateful breath. Explore your humanity and how you treat others lesser and how you can get things out of this lifetime while the hourglass is running empty. Because whether it be for a season, a moment, an instant or a lifetime, everything that begins must also
That's
end.
Right.
Make worth of your time. Do not append other people by taking their choice and decisions away from them or strip them of their civil liberties and keep them subjugated.
And learn to forgive.
Learn to forgive. Learn to let go, people.
Forgive yourself,
Everything is temporal. Nothing is permanent in this world, in this life.
Very
true. And remember, use before expiration because you don't know.
you don't want to drink that milk.
So you don't know when your expiration will happen. So try to enjoy it
while you're still here.
This is us signing out.
That's right.
Light, life, and hope.
Peace and love, my good peoples.